Proclamation number 8077, dated the January 11th, 1962.
Go spirit do not contradict itself.
You can safely advocate my word as the pure truth, and I will guide your thoughts such that you will always recognize where my adversary pushes forward, intending to confuse people's thinking. After all, I gave you the pure truth so that people shall gain access to it. And anyone who can receive this truth from me directly will also be qualified to work as a teacher and will always be able to refute every objection posed to him by his fellow human beings. It is my will that the truth shall penetrate, that there shall be light, that the darkness shall be dispelled, that is, that people will learn to think correctly. However, since this requires people's free will, it is not easy to counteract error. It is the human being's own responsibility as to whether he lives in truth or in error, since from my side he will truly be given light which he only needs to accept if he seriously wants to achieve maturity of soul. And thus you shall receive the assertion that you need never fear that my spirit will contradict itself. Whether or not it is my spirit which expresses itself can easily be established by anyone who sincerely wants the truth. For he will also receive the ability to differentiate from me, and he will feel himself addressed by me. Nevertheless, he must accept my word with his heart and not only with his intellect. A biased person attempting an examination is no longer able to form a correct opinion, for his intellect will prevail and drown out the emotions of his heart. Roman 1. However, I'm only able to speak to a person through his heart. Therefore, open your hearts if you want me to speak to you, be it directly or through my servant's impartation. Want to be addressed by me, and truly, your thinking will be enlightened, you will understand what was previously incomprehensible to you, you will also be able to make clear judgments, and you will be happy to hear your father's voice who wants to speak to all his children who merely desire to hear him. Amen.